Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today every weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts, and I'm really excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every few weeks, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to be talking to linemen, marketing people, board members, even the CEO. So don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, and REC-hosted events. There are so many things we're going to talk about in the coming months. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at the River 953.com, or you can subscribe for free in the Apple Podcast or Google Podcast app. Just search We Are REC. And now, let's see who and what we're talking about in this episode. We are in the studio today with Casey Holland. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. We are going to be talking a little bit about REC and kind of give you some details and some background on what they do as a company, how a cooperative works versus other power companies, and just have a conversation with Casey and kind of get the details for everything behind the scenes for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, thanks for coming to hang out with me.
Thanks so much for having me here today.
Absolutely. So let's start off with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. What is cooperative? What does that mean?
Well, we are a member-owned electric utility, and the reason that that is different is because we're owned locally by the members that we serve. So we don't have shareholders who are located all over the state or the country who are benefiting from the services that we provide. The members right here in the communities where we deliver power are the ones who benefit.
Well, and I know that because I am a customer slash member of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, and that affords me some benefits because I get to vote. I have a say in some of how the company itself runs.
Right. So one of the distinct differences about an electric cooperative is, like I said, we're member owned. And as a member, at the end of a successful year, you get a share of the profits returned back to you in the form of capital credits. And that's one of the best benefits of being a member owner, because that profit at the end that we have left over doesn't go to someone else.
A shareholder or something like that. They're
right.
Not getting, traditionally it would be a shareholder getting a check in the mail called dividends.
Right.
But I get it back as
That's right.
A credit on my electric bill.
On your electric bill. Yep. And then, like you said, you get to vote on your member elected board of directors. So members just like you who live and work in the communities where our members and you live and work are the ones who lead our cooperative. Every year in August, we host our annual meeting. It's hosted in Fredericksburg, but all members can participate by completing their proxy designation card, and they will get that with their July issue of Cooperative Living magazine. And when you return that, you are participating in the annual election by designating someone as your proxy to vote on your behalf if you can't be there, or all members are invited to attend and participate in person, where they get to choose and elect the board members who will represent them for the next term.
And that's kind of cool too, because I can go and meet these people. I can introduce
Absolutely.
Myself. I can ask them specific questions that I may have based on my community and kind of solidify where I think my vote needs to go.
That's right. And they also, like I said, live and work in the communities where our members live. They're member owners just like you. So you probably know who they are and probably are engaged with them through other community outreach and activities around the communities.
So let's talk about that for a second. When you talk about member community, you know, the communities where you're located, paint me a roadmap for where Rappahannock Electric Cooperative covers, what your coverage area is.
REC is one of the largest electric cooperatives in the state of Virginia. We serve portions of 22 counties all the way from the Blue Ridge Front Royal area down to the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in this area, we specifically serve Rappahannock, Frederick, Clark, Warren, Page, and part of Shenandoah. We have four offices. We have an office in Front Royal. Members can go to the office to pay their bill. They can go there to discuss questions about their service. We also have offices in Fredericksburg, Culpeper, and Bowling Green.
Oh, wow. So you really are kind of spread out all over the place.
Yes, we are.
Which I guess is good for me, because if I live in any one of those communities, I want to know somebody is there that I can call and I can go and vote and meet these people.
Absolutely. And our offices are staffed by 400 employees. employees who also live and work in the communities. We're truly a locally owned electric utility. And you probably know some of the employees. They're probably your neighbors. And they share some of the same concerns that you might have about their electricity, about their bills. So they really understand where our members are coming from, and they can and really offer solutions to help them.
Well, and you're right. I know several people that work here locally. And that's kind of the cool thing what you were mentioning earlier from the board. You have board members in each of the communities we just discussed, and that's how they'd say, hey, I want to be on the board. So each area is represented itself.
Right. So each board member has to live within a region of the service territory. And then they would not just represent that region, they would represent the membership as a whole. And they meet throughout the year to discuss issues that are affecting our members, like rates or bringing renewable energy sources into the power mix, helping members who want to go solar, and then just helping make decisions at a bigger scale for the membership as a whole.
So the offices, I know we're recording here in Front Royal, and you have an office here in Warren County. I can go to that office at any point during your business hours and say, hey, I have a question or I've got an idea, and actually have a conversation with somebody there.
Yes. All of our offices are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have a front counter that's staffed. And anytime that you have a question about your bill, you might want to pay your bill. You might want to go and discuss service, or maybe you're building a new structure on your property. You can go to our office and discuss all of those things with our member service representatives and the other experts that we have on staff. Mm-hmm. We also have kiosks located at our offices for members who might not feel comfortable. We know that some people don't feel comfortable making a payment online, and maybe you can't get to the office and during our normal business hours. So these kiosks are 24/7 available to our members to make a payment.
Wow. And that's kind of the cool part, because you really have to do kind of think outside the box, because it's not you get the bill in the mail, you write your check, and you mail the bill back anymore. There are so many other options.
Right, because we know that our members are all different. We know that one size doesn't fit all. So we try to provide as many options to best meet our members' needs as possible.
So if somebody is listening to the podcast and Rappahannock is their electric provider, or they're moving to an area where maybe they are, where is the best place for them to go? I would guess that it's your website to get more information about Rappahannock in general.
Absolutely. Our website is myrec.coop, C-O-O-P. It's a little different, but it is a great resource for information about becoming a member, starting service, all of our payment options. We also have an online account tool called MyREC Smart Hub, where members can manage their account online. And then there's a ton of information just about who we are, the additional services that we provide, things like Co-op Connections. We have a home resources line of products and services, everything from electrical service to surge assist protection. And we also offer a water heater replacement program, which is really popular because our members can finance it through us.
Wow. And I know from having had conversations with other people on your staff, you'll do inspections, come out and see where something may be soaking up more power than what it should be, and kind of give tips and things like that, do walkthroughs.
Yes, we work really hard to be, and we want you to recognize us as your energy expert. And we have energy experts on staff that go around our service territory throughout the year doing energy audits, helping members to identify problems that are causing an unexpected high bill so that they can fix it, and then just offering additional advice on how to be more energy efficient.
One of the other things I want to touch on before we wrap up is you mentioned it earlier, the Cooperative Living Magazine. That's kind of unique for, you know, a power company to be sending out a magazine. I get it. And it's one of the things that I really love when it comes in the mail. I'm like, oh, I got 10 minutes and I'll flip through. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Cooperative Living is distributed 10 times a year, and it is a great resource of information about the cooperative. And it also has some interesting feature stories in there from around the state. It's actually produced by the Virginia, Maryland, Delaware Association of Electric Cooperatives. And Rappahannock has 8 pages in the center. And that's where we officially communicate all of our information to members. For example, our director elections process officially launches on March 1st. So all of that important information about how a member can become a board member is published in the Cooperative Living Magazine. And the Cooperative Living Magazine is also where our members would receive their proxy designation card, the invitation for the annual meeting, as well as other events that we host around the year. One of those events will actually be here in Frederick County in June.
Ah,
Every year we host an event called Get Connected, and we rotate it around our service territory. And this year we'll be at the Frederick County Fairgrounds, and we will be inviting all of the members that we serve from our Front Royal office to come and meet with our employees face to face. Our board members will be there. Our president and CEO will be there. Members are able to ask questions. We set up booths with information, but we also have a lot of fun and games. We bring out our linemen, their bucket trucks. And this year we're going to be giving away free trees. So members will get an invitation for that sometime this spring. And we hope that as many of them will come as possible. We offer a free dinner. We know that there's a lot of our members who are interested in learning more about electric vehicles. So we're going to have electric vehicles not only on display, but for members to ride around the fairgrounds. So it's going to be a really exciting event.
Well, and that's one of the things that I think also sets Rappahannock Electric apart, because you are thinking more about the people who are members of your organization and how can you best get information to them that you feel like is something they want to know.
Yes, we are member focused. Our members are our number one priority, and we're always looking out for them and trying to find ways that we can engage with them, not only face to face, but online, through our other communication channels and at our offices.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, we're going to wrap up this particular podcast episode. So give me the web address one more time. I know we're going to talk about Smart Hub in an upcoming podcast, but how do I get more information on your website?
Our website is myrec.coop. That's myrec.coop.
Awesome. Well, Casey, thanks for coming to hang out with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me.